Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jeanette. It's Crescentia, Crescentheia. Crescentia. And it's Kirksey with a K as in kite. Irksey.
Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead and send her over.
Okay, I'll do that. Crescentia, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Okay, love. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.
You too.
Hi, Crescentia. My name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
Great. Thank you for asking. And let me just confirm the phone number in case we get disconnected. The number I have for you is 661-451-9590. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one who is affected?
Myself.
Okay, and did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with o ovarian, o I mean ovarian cancer. I'm sorry, I'm trying to pronounce it right.
That's okay, thank you. And when were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed October 7th of 23.
2023, October 7th.
Yes.
Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Luis Lopez.
Lopez. And where did Dr. Lopez practice out of?
Kern Medical.
Kern Medical or Kern Medical?
Kern Medical Hospital.
How do you spell Kern?
KERN.
Okay, Kern Medical Hospital. In what state is that in? Is that in Fresno or Bakersfield?
That's in Bakersfield, California.
Okay. Luis Lopez. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And Kern Medical Hospital, is that on Mount Vernon Ave?
Yes,
Okay.
1700 Mount Vernon Ave.
Yep. Thank you. Okay. And then the doctor was Dr. Luis Lopez, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And did you use hair relaxers of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes, the Dark and Lovely, or L, or how you pronounce it,
Dark and
Aurel,
Lovely, L'Oreal.
Dark and Lovely.
Okay, thank you. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxers before your diagnosis?
Like 3 to 4 times out of the year.
Okay.
Well, out of the year, 3 or 4 times.
Okay. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/28/1976.
1976.
Yes.
Okay. And then okay, and did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. So on average, how many times per year would you say you used hair relaxers?
Like a out of the year, like maybe 20 times out of the year.
20 times in a year. Okay. And would you say you used hair relaxers monthly, weekly?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay.
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have any family or loved ones who are also affected by hair relaxers?
No, not that I know of. Okay. It was never brought to my attention.
That's good to hear. Okay. And in what state did you use hair relaxers?
Here in California.
Okay. And when would you say you first started using hair relaxers?
Ooh, I use the dark and lovely. Oh, well, since I was younger, like my grandmother, very first time ever having a relaxer, that was like way in 1983.
Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
I stopped using them like, it was this. Oh, what year was that? Hold on, let me remember. I stopped using them basically 2022.
Okay.
I stopped using them.
Thank you, 2022. And then mm-hmm. How many consecutive years would you say you've used hair relaxer products?
Consecutive years? Ooh,
yeah.
Lord. It's an average like over 20 years.
Okay. 20? Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatments? Was it at home, in a salon?
It was at home.
Okay. Okay. And okay. And then this question is a little confusing, so it's totally fine if you need me to clarify or repeat it. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year?
I believe like before I was diagnosed, well, not diagnosed, but I stopped using them in 22.
Yes.
I was diagnosed in 23.
Okay. So when you first started using hair relaxers, the question is asking, were you diagnosed at least 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers?
No.
2 or more years. So you're diagnosed
2 or more years after?
After you first started using hair relaxers for at least 1 year.
No, because that's why I'm confused at. Because I started using them
in the 80s.
Like I said, in the 80s.
Yeah, and you continued to use them, right? Consecutive.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
You were diagnosed after you used hair relaxers for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. So then would you say, so it doesn't matter how many more years you were diagnosed after you first started using hair relaxers. They just want to make sure that your diagnosis happened at least 2 or more years after you first started using the product and after you used the product for at least 1 year.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so then you would answer yes to that question?
Yes. I'm sorry. I just didn't understand it first.
I know. They really should have it in two separate questions, but the way they have it worded is, you're not the only one, trust me.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it almost makes you rethink everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then was Dr. Luis Lopez the doctor that treated you for the ovarian cancer, or did you have another doctor that treated you?
It was Dr. Lopez that treated me.
Okay. And then the treatment, was that done at the Curran Medical Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive?
I received just the medications.
Okay. And when did you receive treatment? Roughly what date?
It was October 20th of 23 when they started doing treatments.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled C H R Y S E N T H E I A.
Correct.
Okay. And I have your last name spelled K I R K S E Y.
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name or none?
None.
Okay. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
564-439-422.
Thank you. I have 564-439-422.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address here for you. Is it babydwells80@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
The 414 address.
Okay. I don't see that address populating.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought okay. You had. I'm sorry. It's 414 Real, R-E-A-L, Road, Apartment 101. And that's Bakersfield, California, 93309.
Thank you. And it's 414 Real Road, Apartment 101, Bakersfield, California, 93309.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any copies of your medical records, or would you be able to provide your medical records if requested?
Yes, I will be able to request them.
Okay. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. Demetris, D-E-M-E-T-R-A-S.
Okay.
And his phone number is 661-451-9496.
9496. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Can you say that one more time?
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
No.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm gonna send over the retainer agreement through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. And DocuSign will allow you to do an e-signature. I'll walk you through it. It's pretty simple, okay? I'll stay on the phone.
Is that through like an email, huh?
Through text as well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And we have your cell phone down as 661-451-9590?
Yes.
Okay. Would you prefer it just get sent through text, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. It may be easier through email.
Okay.
I've never done that through a text.
Okay. I just sent it over. Let me know when you see a text message come up.
Yes, it came up.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and click on that link, and then a pop-up will come up that says, do you agree to receive SMS messages? You're going to press yes or allow.
Okay, my phone is a little slow. Okay, SMS messages from Mass Tort Strategies.
Yep, press yes
press
or
yes.
Allow.
Okay.
And then do you see a little box to check that says, I agree to use electronic signatures?
Hold on, it wants me to allow. Oh, I got to allow it to do that. Okay. Yes, it says this envelope was also sent by email to.
Uh-huh.
So I hit continue?
Yep.
Okay. Jeanette Butler. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeanette Butler.
That's okay. You got it right the first time.
Okay. And then it says, please sign.
Yep. So do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yes, down at the bottom. Yes. Oh, hit the, okay, check.
Uh-huh.
And continue.
Yep. And then now do you see a start button?
Yes.
Go ahead and press that start button, and it'll take you to your first signature field.
Okay.
And then you're going to tap that field, and it will bring up a box for you to either draw your signature, or you can press select style, and it will input one for you.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that one.
And then you'll press adopt and sign.
Okay.
Okay. And then everything looks correct there, right? Like the date of birth is 06/28/1976. Your name spelled correctly.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then just keep tapping those fields until you see a finish button.
Okay. Okay, and then I hit finish.
Yep, and then if you missed anywhere, it'll take you back.
Okay.
Perfect.
Oh, I went through it, so you're done signing.
Perfect, so you're all set with that. You can exit out of that.
Okay.
You will receive a call within the next 2 weeks. It might be in the new year because the holidays are rapidly approaching.
Okay.
It'll be Pulaski Legal. They'll be calling just to do their case verification, just to verify that it's okay with you that they start the process of pulling medical records. They won't be able to start the process until they hear from you. So if you miss their call and they leave a voicemail, just try and get back to them as soon as you can, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But for as of right now, you are all set to go. You'll receive another email with the completed documents that you can save or just keep in your email for your records.
Okay.
If you have any questions, I will also send you a text from my desk number. So if they don't reach out to you in the new year, feel free to give me a call and I'll transfer you over to them. Okay, Crescentia?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry
and Happy
Christmas.
New Year.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.